are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. With that tune by double bassist, along with being an adept trombone and tuba guy, John Kirby, we venture into the waters of neon jazz with the song Tweed Me. And that tune, along with all the rest on this hour of music together, is from a collection of 12 vinyl, 33 and a third albums known as the RCA Victor Encyclopedia of Recorded Jazz. An etching, if you will, of the finest recordings from the finest cats ever. Put out in the 1950s, it is a definitive collection that deserves our attention and your listening pleasure. So, John Kirby has a bio that is largely a mystery, unlike his vinyl collection. He was likely born in Winchester, Virginia, but maybe it was Baltimore, Maryland, and he was either orphaned or adopted. We do have a strong suspicion that he began working in New York at the age of 17. Initially playing trombone until it was stolen, then he switched to the tuba. He joined Fletcher Henderson's orchestra as a tuba player in 1929, and by the early 1930s, he was a regular in Henderson's recordings, and at that point, he switched to the double bass. From there, he played with the likes of Chick Webb, Lucky Millinder, and Leo Watson with the Onyx Club Boys. He is now, without a doubt, a member of the Big Band and Jazz Hall of Fame. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the place where jazz dreams are born every single minute, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you a catalog of music that is unmatched via the RCA Victor catalog. The spotlight swivels right now onto Al Cohn next on the show. Here he is with the song Every Time. We'll be right back.
on Jazz.
That was jazz saxophonist and leader of the Cosa Loma Orchestra, Glenn Gray, with the song Lazy Bones. And that is something the Roanoke, Illinois native was not. In 1927, his Orange Blossoms band was renamed the Cosa Loma Orchestra after Cosa Loma in Toronto, where the band played for almost 8 months. Our next cat on the show is one of the biggest in jazz history. Here's old Jelly Roll Morton with the song West End Blues. We'll be right back.
Milo.
That was the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, or nicknamed NORC, with the song She's Crying For Me. They were one of the most influential jazz bands of the early to mid-1920s. The band was a combination of New Orleans and Chicago musicians who helped shape Chicago jazz and influenced many younger jazz musicians. This band was the brainchild of drummer Mike Ragbaby Stevens. He's a man that knew how to tear it up on the keys, another gem from this collection of tunes from the Jazz Club of America. Fats Waller with That's All. Thank you.
This is Chicago trumpeter Marquise Hill giving a big shout out to Joe Domino and Neon Jazz.
Rocking chair gets this, came by my side. Fetch me that ginseng before I tan your hide. I can't get from this cabin going nowhere. Just set me here grabbing at the flies round this rocking chair. My dear old Aunt Harriet, in heaven she be. Send me, sweet chariot, for the end of my trouble I see, I see. Old rocking chair gets it, judgment day is here. Chained to my old rocking chair. Old rocking chair gets it. Judgment day is here, chained to my old rocking chair.
That was trumpeter, prominent band leader, and arranger Larry Clinton with his tune Rockin' Chair. The Brooklyn native had itchy fingers. He played the trumpet, trombone, and clarinet. In his 20s, he became a prolific arranger for dance orchestras. Band leaders like Tommy Dorsey, Jimmy Dorsey, Glenn Gray, Louis Armstrong, and Bunny Berrigan all used Larry Clinton charts. He went on strong into the 1960s, and he lived to the age of 75. This is a boogie-woogie pianist that gets stuck in your noggin. Here's the great Albert Ammons with the boogie-woogie jump. Thank you.
This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the African-American jazz band McKinney's Cotton Pickers with the tune Plain Dirt. Formed in Detroit back in 1926 by William McKinney, plenty of hits came out from this band. Our next hero on the RCA Victor collection is tenor sax man Chu Berry with the song Shufflin' at the Hollywood. Let's move. Thank you.
Jazz Fix. I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
I was rambling through a Texas border town. Just another guy with plenty of time. She was wondering too, oh, when her eye caught mine. In the panhandle town, along the borderline. Well, the night was cold and dreary, and the night that was falling sure was falling fast. And I was getting leery, for I'd left another dearie in a town I'd passed. But I'll never more roam from this border town. 'Cause I married that gal, and then we settled down. The night was cold and dreary, and the night that was falling sure was falling fast. And I was getting leery, for I'd left another dearie in the town I'd passed. But I'll never more roam from this border town, 'cause I married that gal, and then we settled down.
That was the highly energetic 1920s cornet player Wild Bill Davidson with the song Panhandle Rag. He did not achieve recognition until the 1940s, and he's best known during that time for playing with bandleader Eddie Condon. His nickname Wild Bill was born of a reputation for heavy drinking and womanizing. His cornet style, on the other hand, was generally hot and powerful, but he could also be delicately melodic. He was a keeper in the jazz world. Keeping in that big band swing mentality around here is the great versatile player and band leader, Tommy Dorsey, with the song, Well, All Right.
Well, all right.
Well, all right.
Hoy, hoy, hoy. Well, all right. For tonight is the night to be bright. The music's talking to you. You know tonight's the night. Oh, we're going. I don't know where we'll go, but we're going. Yes, we're going. The only thing I know is we're going. Feel the rhythm running through you. You know tonight's the night. Well, all right.
Well, all right.
Dig, dig, dig. Well, all right.
Well, all right.
Chop, chop, chop. Well, all right.
Well, all right.
Hoy, 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 well, all right, well, all right, well, all right, well, all right. The music's running through you, you know tonight's the night.
Some more neon jazz.
Do it.
Was Weldon Leo Jack Teagarden with the tune That's a Serious Thing. Big T, or also known as the Swingin' Gate, was very busy in the jazz world. He was a trombonist, bandleader, composer, and vocalist known by his greatest moniker, the Father of Jazz Trombone. For all that drive, he is now in the Downbeat Jazz Hall of Fame and a member of the Big Band and Jazz Hall of Fame. Our next march into the music on this vintage look back into the waxy grooves on Neon Jazz comes from cornetist, composer, and bandleader Red Nichols with the song Davenport Blues.
Thank you.
That was trumpeter, composer, singer, and bandleader Wingy Minone with a song that may have epitomized his vibe, Jumpy Nerves. The New Orleans native lost an arm in a streetcar accident, which resulted in his nickname of Wingy. As we come close to this end of our themed hour of RCA Victor Jazz Classics, here is another one from trumpeter Ziggy Allman with the tune Boobly Cheeky. Again, that was a man known for his time with Benny Goodman, Ziggy Allman, with the tune Boobly Cheeky. And taking the curtain call on this hour of classics is one of the best cats in all of jazz, Mr. Louis Armstrong with his standard High Society. Before we go, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a classic man with good taste, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Like what you heard? Let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radioland. Just drop us a line via email at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.